This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio is in full swing. Thank you so, so much. It is time for hashtag Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience, right? And as the weekend looms ahead, Friday is nearly over, signaling the perfect moment to delve into the world of cars, right? So let's steer our discussion towards the Mahindra XUV 300, acclaimed as Africa's safest compact vehicle, boosting not only safety, but also captivating aesthetics and impressive fuel efficiency. Our esteemed journalist, of course, Prashowin Naidu, will enlighten us with his insights, offering a valuable motoring tip alongside a timeless hot gem of the week. I have him on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashowin. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Kimbesh. I'm good, and yourself? How are you doing?
No, I'm great. Thank you so much. It's good to have you back.
Awesome to be here. Awesome to be here.
All right, let's go straight into it. So how was the drive, you know, in the XUV 300, and what is the price on that car?
All right, so the drive was quite something. It was quite special in that regard. I had never driven a manual diesel car, and the Mahindra is powered by 1.5-litre turbocharged diesel motor, which has a six-speed transmission, very smooth. Very punchy, offers about 85 kilowatts and 300 newton meters of torque. And just overall, driving the car in the city and going about my day, it boasts a light clutch, easy to shift, the torque is there, and it's just quite an engaging, fun drive. And pricing for our car, we drove the top spec W8 model, which is priced at 378,000 Rand. But if you want to go for the entry level model, that starts from 271,000 Rand for the W4 model. And it does come with each car, each variant does come with a very comprehensive 5-year warranty and service plan, which gives the buyers a bit of peace.
All right. It's not too bad on the price side. You know, I'm always interested on the price side, Prashowin, to see if we can afford these cars. So, yeah, it's not too
bad. Yes.
So, I mean, they also said that, you know, it's voted Africa's safest car. Let's chat about that. From your experience, how true is the statement?
It's quite a true statement. I think, you know, in 2021, it was given a 5-star safety rating, which obviously the Mahindra marketers went crazy galore and decided to title this car Africa's Safest Compact Car, which, you know, it's an interesting statement to say, but I think I can agree with it. It does have various safety features, about 7 airbags, which our top spec test unit boasted. I was quite impressed with that. And it did perform quite well in crash tests, scoring a high, you know, 16.42 out of 17 for adult occupant protection, which just definitely does cement that title for, you know, being the contender for the global NCAP safety rating.
All right. Now, talking about competition, does it look fierce, you know, for the Mahindra XUV 300?
I think it does. It's quite a funky looking car. It faces the competition of the Kia Sonet, Nissan Magnite, Suzuki Grand Vitara, and Volkswagen T-Cross. But I think where this car shines is obviously its affordability from all of its rivals.
All right. And I mean, looking at, you know, the choices in this market, you know, it's very vast, right? So who is the target market for this car?
Most definitely the smaller families, you know, four people, or even a young professional who wants to get into something, you know, they just came into some new money and they want something that's not going to be R500,000 for a Polo. They'd rather get something that has a lot of its features and, you know, will definitely, you know, put the soul at the heart at ease, you know, and the wallet too.
All right. And the most important one, of course, you know, with the economy, we got to think fuel efficiency as well. So is, you know, fuel efficiency on par?
Not too bad, eh? Diesel, very efficient. They say claim consumption is 5 liters per 100 kilometers. In a day-to-day city, for me, I was enjoying it quite a lot, and I was driving a bit spiritedly, so to say, obviously under the legal speed limit. But I was getting figures of early sixes, which is not too bad.
Oh, okay. And with all these cars, Prashowin, that some we have parked in your garage and some we have let go, you know, can you picture yourself owning one more of this kind of car in your garage?
Sure, I've driven almost about 100 cars in the last few years. Sebastian, I can say, it's a tough one, eh? That question is, you know, it's a good package. I think it's a very unassuming car. I like that nobody looks at you. I like it that it's, you know, you can blend in and you can go about your day. It's nice. It drives well. It's safe. And I think, you know, design-wise, it looked quite great. I think, you know what? Not bad. I would purchase this overall Polo any day in my sleep.
I don't like the fact that you said nobody's going to look at me. I'm a presenter, Prashur, and people are supposed to look at me.
We all know you love the Mercedes Benz. That's your car. That's your car.
It's all good, man. You know, can you, wind out everything else? Please share your motoring tip. And, of course, a hot gem of the week, Prashur.
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So when purchasing a pre-owned vehicle, I do implore you to gather as much detailed information about its history, including previous owners, mileage, age, accidents, and obviously service records to minimize risks. And of course, to assess its market value based on those factors, like I mentioned, age, mileage, and ownership history. And also make sure to buy your car from a reputable dealership, which is approved by organizations like the NADA. And just make sure that you have that peace of mind when buying your car. And ending off with Insurza called Cortez.
Oh, yes, most definitely, Prashur. And thank you so much for always coming through for us, you know, and giving us your time and this knowledge that you impart on us. We really do appreciate you, and may you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, King Bash. I appreciate the time as well, and have a great one. And listeners.
Oh, yes. And that was Prashurwin and I do. You can also, you know, catch him for car reviews for Eswatini Sunday every week.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.